We are talking about the year of the establishment of the covenants of God. And this morning, I'm going to be talking about something that it might not seem like what our main theme has been, but I want you to know that it's right at the heart of it. If you miss this, you miss a lot. This is the pillar that is holding all of this. The fact is, that word covenant has to do with an alliance. Amen? When God makes a covenant with you, He's making an alliance with you. He's allying with you. He's making a pledge, He's making a promise, but more than that, He's making a commitment. And when God makes that, you know that things are going to happen. If you've not grasped this yet, I want you to grasp it. That every time God says He's going to do something, there's always a contrary force that is trying, because the devil's agenda, singular agenda, is to make God a liar. That's all the enemy's all about. Make God a liar. And you can tell from the very first voice, the very first statement he made, did God say? To generate a doubt and to establish a lie. But God is master. He's Lord of all. Do you understand? It doesn't matter what the enemy tries to do, God is in control. He's in charge, and His word is forever. Come with me briefly to the book of Psalms 110. I dare say that what I'm about to share with you this morning, you may never have heard about. Now, that's a fairly big statement. What you've heard about. But what I'm about to share with you right now, by revelation, is not what you normally hear about. I'm certain that there are men and women of God that God has revealed things to, but I'm saying that most of us that are here right now may never have heard about this. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to read through the passage. First of all, I'm start commenting. Amen? The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Praise God. Verse 2. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Praise the Lord. Verse 3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. Verse 4. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. The Lord hath sworn and will not what? Repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And this is where I said, what I'm about to share with you, you may never have heard about before. Verse 5. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Now you say, well, Pastor, what is so different? I've read that passage. I know you read it. I know I've read it. God says, sit, thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. This is a statement referencing the Lord Jesus. For the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, makes that same statement. It says, sit, I'm going to make your enemies your footstool. Now we know that Jesus is the head, and that we, the church, are his body. Where does the foot belong? To the body. So when he says to our Lord, sit, he's saying to his church, because what you sit with belongs to where? The body. He says, sit until I make thine enemies thy footstool. In other words, God says, I'm going to make your enemies your footstool. Your footstool is where you rest your legs when you are relaxed. God is saying, I'm going to war. Did you hear that? I am ready to war. The battles that you have been struggling with, child of God, God is saying, I am taking up your battle. And I am going to reduce everything that is reducible to naught. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord. This battle is the battle of the Lord. You say, well, Pastor, I've heard that before. I'm coming. Oh, my Lord. Let me, for a moment, take you to a passage that the Lord spoke to us from yesterday. In Psalm 103 and verse 19, I'm coming back to 110. Psalm 103 and verse 19. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. God says, I've set up my throne, I've established it, and now my kingdom rules over all. Did you hear that? This is the word of the Lord. His kingdom rules over all. In verse 22, it says, bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. We declare this day that God, our God, has dominion in this country of Canada. Amen. Glory be to God. It is war. It is war like war that you've not known. But when God goes to war, it's not dirty. It is very clean. He's very focused. And God is about to strike in places that we did not think he was going to strike at. There are situations that are going to fall. Makoshiki de Malakaya. Because God is going to shake whatever needs to be shaken. All the noise that the devil has been making, God is about to give somebody a very dirty slap. Amen. Oh, I don't think you're getting it yet until you start seeing things happen. It's already happening, but it's going to be a domino effect. Hallelujah. Wherever God has his dominion, his glory is made manifest for the deliverance of God's people. Amen. Let's go back to Psalm 110. And verse 2. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. What is the meaning of that? Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Rulership in the midst of every act of enmity. God's word this day is establishing God's will here in the earth as it is in heaven. God says, I've set up my throne and my kingdom rules over all. There are men who are opening their mouth and thinking that they've got power. You know what people don't consider sometimes is that God gives life. And God kills. There are some people that are about to drop dead. Say, Pastor, this is not what you should be talking about in church. I don't know what else you want me to talk about. It is war. The God who died on the cross for the salvation of men. You think he's going to let man mess what he came for? No. I see a God who is fed up. And he's saying, just like the days of Noah, it is on. Please hear this. It is on. And he's saying to his sons and his daughters, you have received strength out of Zion. Rule. 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 Rule in the midst of thine enemies. You know, when you think about it for a moment, you have a small little nation called Israel, surrounded by so many enemies. And in the midst of all of those enemies, it is ruling. That's power that comes out of Zion. And God is speaking the same thing concerning you. He's saying, I am not going to get rid of the enemies. I'm going to have you rule in the midst of them. And in spite of their plotting and their agendas, you are going to be head and not tail, above only and not beneath. Amen. You hearing? Let's go. Because this rulership is taking place, there is going to be a turning. Because people see the power of God. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness. In the beauties of holiness. A pursuit for holy living. From the womb of the morning. The morning is a time of day. The Bible talks about the womb of the morning. The womb of the morning. That which carries the new day. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. In other words, God is saying, I'm going to restore you. And you are going to be fresh, renewed, rejuvenated, established, mounting on wings like eagles, running and not being weary, walking and not fainting. This is supernatural living. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. In other words, I've made a commitment and I'm going to change it. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, have you ever wondered why Abraham went to battle and came back and gave tithes to Melchizedek? Has anybody ever told you about that? Well, because while Melchizedek was not there, Melchizedek was the one fighting the battle. While Melchizedek was not there, there is a force behind you, child of God, that is going to cause you to experience supernatural victories, and you do not know why. How is it that a man with 318 men, servants, not soldiers, goes to war against mighty kings and cleans their slate? Because there was a Melchizedek. the King of righteousness. Nobody knew when he was born, when he died. Nobody knew his beginnings, because you've got a God who is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the Ancient of Days. And God is saying, I am bringing you to that realm of the order of Melchizedek, in which, if you didn't get it yet, look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. Look at the next. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. That's exactly what he did. In Genesis chapter 14, Genesis chapter 14, we read these words. Genesis 14. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar. What is Amraphel? Amraphel is a sayer of darkness. Amraphel, just like the Amorite spirit, is a spirit that is busy talking. But it's saying dark things, speaking dark words. But the amazing thing about that name Amraphel is this, that Amraphel is not just a seer of darkness, it means the fall of the seer. So embedded in that name, you that are prophesying darkness, you also are fallen. Every enemy shall fall before the living God. Hear this, child of God. The spirit of Amraphel that's been prophesying bad days, evil days for you, will collapse. In Jesus' mighty name. Amraphel, king of Shinar. Shinar is the old name for the word Babylon. And it means two rivers. Two rivers. Now the question is, what river are you going to be pulling out of? You going to pull out of the river of life, or you going to pull out of the river of death? Amraphel is there to rain havoc. And the Bible goes on and says, Arioch, that name Arioch means like a lion. And he is the king of Elazar. Now, this is the interesting thing about this particular passage, because this passage is telling us something. These kings here are going to go against another set of kings. But neither of these ones are of God. These kings here are going to go against the king of Sodom and Gomorrah and the rest of them, and they are going to clash. Because you know what? There is a God who is a master manipulator. The devil is about to clash against himself. A house divided against itself will not stand. You're about to see forces that are supposed to be working together clashing against each other. And the children of God are going to be standing by. When they finish, we'll come and collect. Glory be to God. He did it in 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in the Lord your God. so shall you be what? Established. Believe in his prophets, so shall you what? Prosper. God is establishing, and by the prophetic word, he's declaring it's time for you and I to begin to prosper by the word of God's authority. Yes. Satan is a liar. Yes. Hear the word of the Lord. The spirit of the high priest Melchizedek is standing and is declaring, it's time for you to go and take back what the enemy has taken. Yes. They are sons, they are daughters who, like Lot, have looked at the plushness of the land and gone in there and settled themselves in a place of evil. Now these kings have come and they've captured Lot, and now Abraham, when he hears the word, goes out. He and his 318 servants, untrained soldiers. And he goes back and he gets his brother back. And he gets all the stuff back. Hello? Let me say, there's so much to share with you. But what I want you to know is this, that God is for you and not against you. Arioch, like a lion, lion-like, is the spirit of the Antichrist. And he's king of Elasar. Elasar just means a chastener. The Bible says that those that God loves, God chastises. But God in his chastisement does not destroy you. This is the spirit of an accuser that keeps on pointing at you and poking at you and making you look like you are nothing. Chedorlahoma, that name there means a heap of sheaves. This is the spirit that takes a hold of the harvest. And he's king of Elam. Would you want to know what Elam means? Eternity. Isn't that strange? What eternity? Eternity in hell. So you have imitators. And then it says, Antidal. Tidal, king of nations. What? Tidal, king of nations? What's Tidal? That word Tidal, the name Tidal, has two meanings. Meaning number one, great son. Huh? Great son. Meaning number two, by inference, fearfulness. Fearfulness. What are all these things? This is fake news. The enemy making his proclamations and making people think that he's in control. This is false religion. And it falls. The spirit of Babylon will collapse. Amen. The spirit of Babylon has been harassing you and telling you that you will never experience supernatural wealth, but it's a lie. Amen. Jesus, our Lord, is Lord. That word, King of Nations, Goy, is the same word for that the Bible uses for Gentiles, heathen nations. But the other meanings of that word, nations, is a swarm of locusts. A swarm of locusts. A swarm of animals. Locusts and animals. Locusts and beasts. In other words, this is a spirit that devours. And the Bible tells us, let's go on. Isn't it amazing how much you can find in just words? That these made war with those kings now, make war with Berah, son of evil, that's what Berah means, son of evil, who is a king of Sodom. Sodom some simply just means burning. It's like hell. And with Bashar. Bashar means that which is done with and by iniquity. Who is the king of Gomorrah? Submission. Submission to push down. As that spirit. Shinab, king of Adma. Shinab. It's a very wonderful name. Shinab. It means the splendor of a father. The splendor of a father. But this is another fake. You listening? Splendor of a father. But it also means a father has turned. Now, understand that all the devil does is try to imitate. And he's a king of Adma. Earthy. Red earth. That's the spirit of Esau. That does not take the promises of God and his position and holding fast to it, but trades it for porridge. Are you with me? Are you listening? These are spiritual forces But they are going to clash against each other. You think that they should be aligned with each other, but they go after each other. Why? Because the devil is that much of a fool. The Bible goes on and talks about and Shemba. Verse 2, don't get out of there yet. And Shemba, king of Zeboim. What is this? Shemba. This is the one that takes a lofty flight. But he's king of Zeboim. But the one that I really want to talk to you about is that last one, because it's reversed. And the king of Bela, which is Zoar. Normally it would tell you the king first and then tell you the name of the place he reigns over. But Shemba, the flight, lofty flight, king of Zeboim, gazelles. That's what that word means, Zeboim, gazelles. That's a very classy animal. But it's all fake. And it says, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar, the king of Bela. And hear this. This of utmost importance. And the king of Bela. Bela means destruction, which is Zoar, which means insignificance. The devil wants you to think of yourself as insignificant. I have no value. And that becomes the keynote for destruction. Anyhow, those set of kings are fighting against Sodom, Gomorrah, Adma, Zeboim, and Zoar. That's five. Yeah? These five and the other four are clashing. Five and four is what?
Nine.
Five and four is what? Nine. The Lord said something to us 2 days ago. He said to me earlier that day, I had not considered it, said, have you considered the year that you're stepping into, the last two numbers? I said, no. Look at it. I said, it's 81. Flip it. It's 18. What do they have in common? Nine. Nine times nine is 81. Nine plus nine is 18. He said, this is your year of fruitfulness. But guess what? Here are these nine kings. They're going to clash. Five and four are going to clash. But this is the beginning of change for a man called Abram. In I'm going to cause you to rule in the midst of your enemies. You know, sometimes I think I am tempted not to pray for the world. But let me tell you something else that you may not have considered or heard. The transfer of wealth is not primarily from the world. Don't go about looking at people's mansions and saying, I think that is going to be mine. That's what the Jehovah's Witnesses used to do years back, you know, reclaiming. And I said, what are you guys doing? This whole thing is going to be gone. And so-called word of faith people, we're doing the same thing. Oh yes, praise the Lord, hallelujah. That's going to be mine one of these days. Just like those BLM people looking at people's houses. Get out of that house, that's my house. It's not your house, you thief. It's not your house. There is a way God provides for you. And Abraham, when he understood the way, do you know what happened? When these guys are all cleaned out, when they fought and the first set thought they've won, Abraham goes and gets Lot. And when he comes back, who do you think shows up? The Bible says he goes to Melchizedek, but with Melchizedek there was the king of Sodom. The king of Sodom was there.
Hallelujah.
What does he want? All the things that Abraham just got. He wants it. But Abraham had already given the tithe over to Melchizedek in appreciation of thanksgiving, saying, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So Sodom says he says, take it so that you don't say that because of you, I became wealthy. I am not depending on your resources. I am blessed of God. I have already given to God. I'm not looking at your stuff. Somebody listening? The way God is going to empower you to succeed is God's way.
Amen.
Mama read us a passage. Do you remember the passage? Good, you were listening. Proverbs 27. Look at those last verses. The last two, three verses. Proverbs 27. Just look and see what God is saying. The last verses. I think I need to open it myself. Proverbs 27. And watch this. Verse 26. Actually, why don't I do this? Let's start from verse 24. But 25, 26, 27 is what I want to share with you. He says, for riches are not forever. And doth the crown endure to every generation? Then he says this, The hay what? Let me hear you loud and the hay what?
Appears.
How does hay appear? This is like the Lord Jesus Christ in a desert place, getting ready to feed them, and the Bible says, and they sat on grass. A place that had no grass. As soon as he began to feed them, grass showed up. Supernatural. He says, the hay appeareth, and the tender grass showeth itself. Oh my God. Is somebody listening yet? What was not there appears. The tender grass shows itself. That means all that has been hidden makes themselves manifest. I say in Jesus' name, manifest. God is establishing his covenant. What was hidden from your view is going to be made manifest in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Abraham, give me your son, your only son. And Abraham is there. The altar is established. The wood is in place. The son is tied and is on the altar. He takes the knife and is ready to kill that son. Sacrifice that son. And God says, stop. And he looked up. And the Bible says, and he saw behind him a ram caught. What he had gone past that he did not see, all of a sudden appears. God is a God who brings into appearance that which was hidden from view. There are things that you are going to find out that have been hidden that are going to come open for you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Receive this miracle of God. Hallelujah. 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 Why? There's a Melchizedek. Just like Moses was there up in the mountain and Joshua was fighting in the valley. And when they raised his hand up, Joshua was winning. When his hand went down, Joshua was losing. Who was winning the battle? Moses. So are you going to win? But it's not going to be by your might. It's not going to be by your power. But it's going to be by the Spirit of the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
It says, and herbs of the mountains are what? God, come on. Come on. Come on. Herbs of the mountains are what? Gathered. Who gathered them? God. He's making hay appear, grass to show up, and herbs of the mountains are gathered. Hallelujah. Watch God. I thank God for the prayer time this morning with Mama. A few days ago, the Lord said to me, he said, you need to be asking me, and my people need to be asking me for supernatural wisdom in business. He says, this is how the wealth transfer is going to take place. I say, okay. I will tell your people what you said. Next verse. He says, the lamps are for thy clothing, and the goats are the price for the field. So, the lambs are for your clothing, and the goats are the price of the field. In other words, he's telling you, this one used to do this, and this one used to do that. Are you with me? Goats are Gentile nations. The thing is for you to know what God is doing by identifying what is what. Goat money is for property. Sheep money is for covering. You know what many times we do? We take sheep money to buy property. You know what God says? I'm going to bring goats. In other words, I'm going to bring unbelievers, and they will bring the money. And you take that money and buy property. Amen. Oh, you're not.
Yes.
Here. The money for the house of God is the money for house God. Property money is coming from the goats.
Amen.
Those that have been stealing, they will run to the house of God and say, here, take it. Take it. This money is burning my hand. You got to take it. Take this out of my hand. I say, thank you very much. Property paid for. So I say, I receive it. Say it again. I receive it. I receive the anointing to receive goat money for property. Hallelujah. Resources been released. Look at the next one. And thou shalt have goat's milk enough for thy food, for the food of thy household, and for the maintenance for thy maidens. All the things that they have taken, God says, it's coming back. I'm on the throne. I'm in control. Watch out for all those goats. Praise the Lord. When you're driving down the street, just begin to declare, goats, bring my stuff to me now. Amen. 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 It's more than enough for the body of Christ. Hallelujah. 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 The warring anointing behind Abraham's victory over the kings was Melchizedek. And those who understand that God is the one fighting for them are those that honor God with their tithes and their offerings and say, God, only you made it possible. Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor. It's time for supernatural change, child of God. Al-Melchizedek is the Lord himself. And he, our God, the King of Right, or the King of Righteousness, is doing the right thing by you. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. But as God wins for you, recognize what is for what. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.